This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And bits and pieces of information, the highlight of the Thursday, November 21st edition of the DJV program, on the air again for another hour or two or three or four, depending on how much time you have and what your interest is. Somebody used the word refreshing yesterday in a communication with me to describe what they thought, or in this case what he thought, was the approach we take for interviews and conversation about what's going on in the world. So it was a like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. We are the DJVers, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Congratulations to Kara Schillen for being chosen. She's the lucky one. She gets to control the works. You know, there's a pizza that you're going to order called the works, right? Don't most pizza shops have something they call the works? You get everything. They throw everything but the kitchen sink on the pizza. Do you like that? Who likes a pizza that's
not a fan of that?
No.
No, I'm not either. All right, speaking of fans, Jennifer's a fan of Donald Trump, and it seems that it's hard in many hours of the program to not start with something that Donald Trump has done or is involved in. Somehow or other, it's the Trumpster who makes it to the top of the bill. So, Jennifer, what do you have to top us off here this morning?
Trust me, I'd love to not start with impeachment, but it seems that that's probably...
Well, it doesn't have to always be impeachment. It's usually Trump does this or Trump does that. Figuring out how to get around him is difficult. It would seem to maneuver.
Well, yesterday we had day four of the public hearing into the impeachment inquiry on Capitol Hill, the House Intelligence Committee leading that. And there were three witnesses, but there might as well only have been one, because the one that got the most attention was Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Now, just for some context, Gordon Sondland was, and talked about it yesterday, an admitted donor to President Trump's campaign. He says that's not the reason he became ambassador to the European Union, because this was his life's work. But he is a rich guy, ran a hotel empire, and became ambassador. And he gave his story about...
What hotel chain did he run?
I can't remember. It was like
enough for him to give $1 million to Trump. So he's...
Really?
Yeah. So something important. Yeah.
It was... It's like a small... He calls it like a small hotel chain, but obviously it's doing well for him.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not sure which one it is. We can look it up. Kara will be on it. She's our fact checker today.
Yeah, it's Providence Hotels, but I haven't heard of them, so I'm not sure if that's it or not.
No.
Wonder if they're in Europe or if they're here. What do you think?
That might just be the name of the company that owns, and we don't know what the brand is.
All right, we'll
maybe
find
he's
out.
Tom Baudet.
He'll leave the light on.
In the Motel 6.
Yeah, Tom Baudet ran Motel 6. I'm Tom Baudet, and I'll leave the light on.
I'm Tom Baudet. I'll leave Trump's front porch light on. Yes.
Okay, so without my political hat on for a second, Gordon Sondland's testimony I found to be a bit problematic for Democrats and Republicans. This guy gave an all-over-the-place testimony where he stepped on himself a bazillion times. He would say there's quid pro quo, and then he would come back around and say, well, no, that's not what I mean, not quid pro quo. But he said quid pro quo in his opening statement, and the media ran with it, and this is where the political hat goes back on, and all the headlines were, Gordon Sondland says that there was quid pro quo and that Trump and everyone around him knew about it. Well, then you have the Republicans come back around and test and ask him questions for his testimony. Mike Turner is the representative from Ohio, and he said, did Donald Trump ask you, direct you to tell Ukraine that there was no there would be no military aid without their investigation into Joe Biden? He says no. Then he said, did anybody on the planet tell you that there would be no military aid without an investigation into Joe Biden? And Gordon Sondland said no. So then Mike Turner did this thing where he said, well, right now, because of your testimony and your opening statement, every news network, CNN, the Drudge Report, has all said that the president was linked to withholding military aid. Is that true? Gordon Sondland says no. And immediately, it was so funny. I was actually in my car when I listened to that testimony, and I'd seen the headline on CNN before I started my journey. As soon as I got to my office, I looked at CNN, and they had changed their headline. So Gordon Sondland had a lot of, I don't know, there was a lot of holes to be poked into his testimony, and I think he created some headlines that were helpful to the Democrats in the morning and then helpful to Republicans in the afternoon. I don't know how great of a witness he was, truly, because I listened to all of his testimony. I heard him stepping on himself, like, throughout the day. So,
what about Vindman? What did he add to the conversation?
Vindman was on Monday.
Oh, I thought that was yesterday.
Or Tuesday. No, he just had yesterday was Gordon Sondland by himself in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then there was two other people from the State Department in the afternoon. And literally, it was after Sondland, because it was just so, just explosive and back and forth, and there was so much. They actually didn't even do the extended questioning for the other two in the afternoon. They got rid of the lawyers, so Steve Castor for the Republicans and Daniel Goldman for the Democrats didn't have any questioning. I think they wanted to wrap things up before it went too long because they wanted people to watch the debates. And that's what's really funny about all this is that there were also Democrat debates last night. And I talked to my mom, who's when I need to know, I said, I didn't have a chance to watch a debate. It's on my DVR. Who won? What did you think? Because I trust she's going to tell me her honest opinion. She goes, honestly, I was so burnt out from the day that she's like, I couldn't even consume it. She's like, Kamala Harris did really well. Joe Biden was okay. Mayor Pete took a few hits. Tulsi Gabbard was a jerk. You know, all the that was kind of her review, and she watched the whole thing. But she said, I was so done after watching all that testimony that it was hard for me to actually focus in on what was being said at the debate. So I think the idea was that they were trying to get the testimony wrapped so people could watch the debates. But I'm curious to know from my friends who are Democrats if it was just overload for most people and they couldn't really get into the debates because of everything else that's been going on.
One of the things that I saw about the debate that seemed to intrigue people was that all of the moderators, all the questioners were women.
Right.
Is that something that was...
By design.
By design because?
Why would that be? By design because
women.
They wanted
change,
to have all women.
I guess, yeah.
Oh. Right.
The questions were certainly not all focused on women's issues, though.
Okay.
It was just maybe to give other women a chance to be moderators when mm-hmm. it's usually mostly men.
Men, yeah.
I'm guessing. Okay. I don't know.
If we want CNN to tell us what happened, they said that the winners, and this is in their order, Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg. The losers, they say, are the debates because they didn't like them. And Joe Biden, health care, and Tom
CNN
Steyer.
Thinking for us. It's very nice of CNN to tell us.
Well, it gives you an overview of what...
Yeah, everybody does that.
Well, that doesn't mean it's good.
Well, half the people didn't watch the debate, so we kind of need somebody to think for.
The standout moment for me, and Doug, you'll appreciate this, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. But the standout moment for me, I watched it in the middle. We watched The Masked Singer, and then we switched over, and I was like, oh, God, I forgot about the debate. And then I couldn't watch it to the end because I was too tired. So I experienced a bit of the burnout, Jen, that your mom had. The only thing to me that came, that really jumped out that was important is, once again, one candidate on an entire stage mentioned the farmers, and it's Mayor Pete. And he's surging in the polls in Iowa. He's from Indiana. I think that he actually has, I genuinely believe that he has a handle on the issues that are affecting farmers.
Yep.
And no one else mentioned it.
All of us, because without that, we got no food.
And he was asked about the trade war, and I have a few quotes here that he said that I thought were really important. And he said, we shouldn't have to pay the farmers to take the edge off of a trade war that shouldn't have started in the first place. I agree with that. He said that subsidies are not making farmers whole. And he said he pointed in particular to those who plant soybeans and those who deal in ethanol. And he said many rural Americans are worried that things are not going to turn around and that it's almost,
about,
you know, we're at the point where it's too late.
Soybeans and ethanol aren't being, the people who are growing soybeans and ethanol aren't being reimbursed, if that's the right word, or they aren't being, they're
not
getting any help
from it. And it's not enough to get them back on their feet anyway. Yeah,
most of the aid, the checks that have gone out, have gone mostly to southeastern farmers, and I put that in quotation marks, because half of the money, as it's been tracked by several of the farm groups, has gone to people who haven't got a farm, don't own a farm. They invest.
Golf courses.
Yeah, they own golf courses. They live in Park Avenue in New York, and it's damnable. The people who are Sonny Perdue, who's the ag secretary, comes from Atlanta. So all of his pals in Georgia and Florida and the southeastern states are getting the biggest chunk. And it's so obvious what's going on, yet nobody's doing anything about it. Because people are not focused on agriculture and the family farm.
He also said something that you've been saying, Doug. He said that monopolies and consolidation are killing farmers.
Yeah.
And he said there are fewer places that sell supplies and fewer places for them to buy their crops. Yeah. I think that it's pretty obvious that he's actually been talking to real farmers.
I think he'd make a good vice president. I think he's too young to be president, but I think he would make a fairly decent vice president, frankly. I thought Bloomberg and Buttigieg together would be a good thing. I want to, as long as we're talking about what's going on in Washington, I want to mention something that has troubled me throughout this administration, but has troubled me before as well. There was a radio row. Jennifer, you've been to one or more radio rows, I think, since Trump's been president, right? Is it one or two you've been?
Well, I've been one at the White House. That was
I meant the White House Radio Rose. Mm-hmm. So there was one this week that featured some radio stations that have been favorable in covering Trump.
I've never been to. See, that's a little different because they just took our company and they put us on the lawn of the White House. I think would be really cool, actually.
Well, it would be if it was done fairly. And I said this once before. I've been to, I don't know, probably four of them over the course of my broadcasting history. I don't like the fact that the House belongs to all of us. It isn't the Republicans that own it. It isn't the Democrats. There are people who are there bit of time. But the whole thing that we don't get invited in a universal sense really bothers me. It ticks me off, frankly. I'd go to I'd take you guys with me if there was some, if it was fair, if they opened it up so that everybody could come and have the same access to these people, whether it's members of Congress or whether it's Vice President Pence or whether it's the president, whoever it is. It's just not right, and it's getting under my skin. Frankly.
Yeah, I don't. Well, you know, it's interesting because I don't know that. I've never been personally invited, like as our show. So I don't know exactly what the process is, but I do know that
the process political.
Well, it always has been. I mean, think about the places that you've been invited to other administrations to cover certain issues. No, I think everybody should be invited at some point or another.
Yeah, it really is. It bugs the heck out of me.
Anybody worthwhile, anyway.
So, right, okay. So there's the Washington Report here on the DJB program. Now it's time for me to report on the status of your body. You need to report to me, or you need to think to yourself, does this make sense to you? Do you have aches from toe to head or head to toe? Aches in your neck, aches in your shoulder, aches in your back, aches in your hips, aches in your knees, aches, aches, aches. Achefree.live's place to go. I didn't say ache. Somebody said, I went to achefree.live, but I didn't say anything. It's Achefree, achefree.live. That's where you'll find the information about Joint Formula 14. It is a joint formula. The name says it all. Aches and pains go away that are created around your joints using this formula in 14 days, or you get your money back. And the company that makes it makes the same sort of thing for your dogs, your pets. Leaps and Bounds is what that's called. So if you have a pet like I do, Daisy May is the breed of dog that does have stiffness and soreness. So, and most dogs do, frankly, at one point in time. You've got your dog going through a lot of that stuff, Victoria. So let's treat yourself and your pet to having no aches and pains. Achefree.live. Go there. Use the DJV code. Get 50% off on Joint Formula 14 and Leaps and Bounds. Relief or your money back. That's at achefree.live. This is the DJV program, 21 after the hour.
Would
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Music, music, music time on the DKB program, Thursday the 21st. Grammy nominations. There are some snubs, some surprises, all the announcements that have been made in the past 24 hours. The list is full of surprises. So is this year, the roster for the awards, the 2020 awards, revealed yesterday. If you're a music fan or a music journalist, you were probably wondering how Lil Nas's ex EP7, I'm just like, what
it's
is
called
it?
7. Okay. The EP is called 7.
Lil Nas X. Be nominated for Album of the Year, while albums by Taylor Swift and Maren Morris and Beyonce and Ed Sheeran and Bruce Springsteen were left out. So is this kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Who chooses these people? Who's in charge of nominations? That'd be my
Grammy
question.
Academy, I guess.
Who's there? Who's on the Grammy Academy?
A mix of artists, producers, you know, whatever. I don't know. Engineers. Whoever's in the Academy, like any Academy.
Is there a question about X's?
No, I mean, he had one of the biggest years of any artist ever. Yeah. I think they're just confused about why. I mean, the other people listed also had very big years, so I think people are just kind of curious about what the difference is between them. But I mean, Lil Nas X had a huge year at Country Awards, at other, you know, pop award shows, so I don't know.
Is Lil Nas black or white?
He's black.
He's black.
Okay, Beyonce's black, so the rest of them are all white. It may be something of
I don't think this is a race thing at all. This is this is just one of those bizarre years, I guess, where they've put Maren and Taylor Swift and Beyonce in other categories that are not. Beyonce didn't even put out an album this year. She worked on the soundtrack of The Lion King. And she has two songs that she put out. They were both nominated. And then she put out a documentary, and that was nominated. So it's kind of, it's just, I don't know, it's maybe it's just one of those weird years. Although I am really surprised that Maren Morris's album Girl wasn't up for Best Album, or Taylor Swift's Lover.
That got the top nominee at the CMA Awards this year.
Bizarre.
Yeah. All right, let's see who else here.
Tanya Tucker's happy today.
Tanya Tucker, right?
Yep.
She got four nominations, including Song of the Year for co-writing Bring My Flowers Now. She's a 14-time Grammy nominee. Nomination spanning 47 years. She hasn't won yet.
Maybe
also snubbed Ed Sheeran. Grammys didn't give him a nomination for record, album, or song of the year for a second consecutive album, Project Divide, and now number six collaborations project. The Boss, Springsteen, won 20 Grammys, was shut out, despite highly regarded album, Western Stars, which is a very good album, featured in the movie, the film, that is pretty much his documentary about his life. Good, it's a good movie, and a lot of good music in it. Taylor Swift also was ignored. Her Lover was passed over for a nomination for Album of the Year, as was her previous album, Reputation. Once again, I'm wondering, is this supposed to be a reflection, the Grammys, a reflection of the popularity of an artist?
No, really, I think this is where the Grammys become very elitist, and they try to be, like, too cool for school. There have been so many times where I've watched the Grammys, and you see all these new artists in the Best New Artist category, people who are really doing well. Justin Bieber's been there, and then someone that you've never heard of wins. Esperanza Spalding, and everyone's like, who? And then Bon Iver, and everyone's like, who? So I think the Grammys just like doing that, to be snobby, I think.
They become kind of irrelevant.
To be obscure.
Yeah.
Song of the Year goes, the nominations go to Gaga, Billie Eilish, Tanya Tucker, Taylor Swift. So, Taylor Swift was nominated for something anyway.
Song of the Year, yeah.
Yeah. Best Country Song, Tanya Tucker, Ashley McBride, Miranda, Eric Church, Dan and Shay nominated for their stuff. Best Country Album, Eric Church, Reba, Pistol Annie's, Thomas Rhett, Tanya Tucker. So those are the Grammys. They'll be on the air the 26th of January, 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Republicans say yesterday's hearings in the impeachment inquiry were beneficial for the truth and for President Trump. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan sent an email that a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State detailed at the hearing had nothing to do with withholding aid to Ukraine.
And it's just some email from some staff or so. Look, I know what people testified to, and I know what she said in there. She talked about a security assistance-related email. She didn't talk about any type of hold.
Meanwhile, the U.S. diplomat who testified at the impeachment inquiry yesterday, Gordon Sondland, telling reporters that he is, quote, absolutely not resigning his post as ambassador to the European Union, and he's going back to work. Yesterday, Sondland insisted there was a quid pro quo linking military aid to Ukraine for investigations of Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here to figure out a bit about in your life. What's your life's purpose? Question you may ask yourself from time to time. We've got what you need. Our purpose here on the DJV program is to bring you up to date on lots of things that are going on, give you different ways of thinking about things. The ladies have said that I still sound horsey. Well, after the last night, I was sort of reviewing how I felt last week and the week before. And it really was the fact that I was here. This is one of the great ways that I have of sort of giving myself not a reason for being, but my connection to the world comes literally and figuratively from being on this program. And so I like being here. It's good for me, good for you, good for all of us. But I probably should have taken a couple of days just to rest my voice, because the coughing and the hoarseness from that bronchial thing that's going around. And a lot of people are getting early flu. Have you noticed that among your friends, ladies? Victoria?
No. Jennifer, Karen? No, not yet. Really? I don't know anybody with the flu yet, but I do know a lot of people who have been sick with the cold and that kind of thing.
Well, there's a virus that's going around that doesn't respond well to any kind of sort of conventional medicine. It's just got to work itself through. So if you have that, then give yourself time, be patient, and let it go. Let it work. Speaking of working, there are a lot of people that are working against the whole vaping thing. I thought it was interesting that the White House shelved a plan to cut nicotine in cigarettes. They have had been back and forth, it would seem, Victoria, on vaping as to how to deal with the problem of all the youngsters who have died and the thousands of youngsters who've been vaping that are sick. Mm-hmm. So what's the latest approach here?
Well, the latest is a Manhattan man has become the second New Yorker to die from vaping. He was in his 30s. He had a history of using e-cigarettes and vape products, according to Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo put out a statement yesterday saying that the Department of Health is continuing to investigate what exactly is killing people in these vapes. But he says the message is unchanged.
Vitamin E is what's killing them.
I guess maybe that's not the stabilizing oil in all of them, so they're trying to figure out exactly what it is. But he said the message is unchanged. If you don't know what you're smoking, don't smoke it. And so the first death in New York City was a 17-year-old last month in October from the Bronx, and he died from a respiratory illness after vaping. And now Walmart has stepped in saying that they have a new policy that they are just now going to end all e-cigarette sales. Uh-huh. And so regardless of flavored or unflavored or menthol or whatever, they said, quote, given the growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity and uncertainty regarding e-cigarettes, we plan to discontinue the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products at all Walmart and Sam's Club U.S. locations. We will complete our exit after selling through the current inventory. And so, once again, like you mentioned, Doug, on the federal and state level, it seems everyone's sort of dealing with this differently. A bipartisan mm-hmm. group of U.S. senators is currently pushing the FDA to pull all the vapes from the market. Not really sure where that's going at this point. But the count of vaping-related illnesses is over 2,000 now, and 46 deaths, I believe. So I think this guy in Manhattan made the 46th. So obviously something needs to be done. But maybe Walmart will make a dent.
It's interesting. Walmart has gotten a lot of favorable publicity this week. Did you notice that they are selling, I think yesterday it was all over the place, and I was surprised because normally, I say this sometimes when I talk, you, excuse me, said, was it yesterday or the day before when I said, we're not getting paid to promote whatever it was that we were talking about because it was in the public interest. A lot of people are focused on, for example, the buys of the year that are starting with Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And Walmart has apparently come out with a television special for, what, $200 or something? One of these, and it was everywhere. We talked about it, I think, on the air for a moment or two.
Walmart did an early Black Friday. Yeah. We talked about that a while ago, and then everyone's going to do their own, you know, the official Black Friday stuff. But Walmart's really trying to bump up their electronics sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, especially with electronics, TVs, and you know, and iPads and things like that that are popular because Best Buy is kind of dipping, and so Walmart sees an opportunity to up their game there.
Well, you talk about how I love and focus on rural America, farmers, family farmers, that whole area, and for years and years I've been very critical of Walmart because they go into these rural areas and they wipe out the community, basically. All the businesses gone. Drugstores gone. Hardware stores gone. Local service companies are gone because they just come in and it's like scorched earth policy. So I haven't been very favorable toward them over the years. I still am. I still have a problem because I think people are better served by some of the specialty shops that still survive in some rural communities. And talking about what we're buying and how much we're buying, there is a study out as to the average number of months it takes to pay off holiday credit card debt. Do you know, as we enter the holiday buying season, that 17% of you still are paying off last year's holiday expenses? That's a pretty good number. That's a pretty large number. Of 1,000 gift givers, the average debt was paid off. 9% people paid off the debt last year in a month, 17% in 2 months, 14% in 3 months, 10% in 4 months, 7% in 5 months, 13% in 6 months, and then it trickles down, and then you see the list of people still paying it off. I think that's a huge number. If you go into anybody we know, or you know in your circle, still that you know of, still paying off for last year's holidays as they start buying?
Well, everyone I know has credit card debt, so I don't know. It's not just from last Christmas. It's just, you know, from
a blend.
Accumulation.
It's a mix.
Yeah.
2 in 5 Americans dipped into their savings to help cover holiday spending last year.
I think people feel way too much pressure to spend a lot of money at Christmas.
It's
really do.
Supposed to be $1 billion business this year. And,
you know, you see like at Target and... Target and Walmart and other big stores like that. You know, the layaway lines at Christmas time, people who just can't afford to buy stuff, and they're, you know, if you have to put stuff on layaway, it's wonderful that you can do that and pay it off incrementally. But that also should be a signal that you can't afford it. And I think that's how people just, as Americans, we just consume so much that, and I've been guilty of that too, of, put it on the credit card, You know,
I don't
buy
much
stuff.
I don't buy much stuff for Christmas, I really don't. Buy some little here and there for miles, but I generally give my two children money and that's about it. I don't give many Christmas presents.
I go crazy.
I know you do. 38% take money from a savings account, 10% from an emergency fund. People, 10% sold their belongings so they could pay for Christmas. 5% used a cash advance. 5% took out a personal loan. Altogether, 60% of people who took money from an emergency fund for last year's holiday spending used credit cards as well. So a double.
And I doubt they've replenished their emergency fund because, that stat that we talked about many times this year, that the average American doesn't have $2,000 in cash readily available in case of
emergency. Listen to this. Americans plan to spend $1,193 on average for Christmas merchandise. So multiply that out times... How many adults are there? 200 million? Multiply that. That's where the 200 billion or whatever it is comes from. I was way low in my number that I used a few minutes ago. That's a lot of money. Woo! Wow. A lot of money. And the haves and the have-nots, we get back into that. So, Tom Brady, sports news, doesn't like the San Francisco 49ers. That's too
Why?
Bad. Oh, I don't know. Why do we spend so much time talking about
they're undefeated?
Tom Brady? The 49ers are?
His backup quarterback, the hotness monster, Jimmy Garoppolo, is the quarterback there, and he's doing
super
well.
Super hot.
But I think the
Seattle Seahawks actually beat them, didn't they?
Seahawks beat the 49ers?
Yeah, I think they're...
Did they lose one game? I don't know.
I think, yeah.
But
that's still a really impressive record. They're 8-1
All I need
right?
to know about this season is, I'm in first place in my fantasy football league.
Nice.
That's right.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep. Don't be a hater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a wrestling guy. Wait a minute, I'm just trying to. Some wrestling official.
Doug's sports report.
I know. Okay. So maybe what the
what is this story
is
all about?
What?
I don't know because all you've said is some wrestling guy. So now what are we supposed to get from that?
Well, out of the corner of my eye, and this is what happens when there's so much information that floats in and out. We are so surrounded, all of us, there's four of us, by. Information. I just out of the corner of my eye saw something about a guy who was a wrestling. He was a commentator on the wrestling circuit. I don't know. I'm sorry I brought it up because now I can't find it.
What did he do?
He did something and he got fired or quit. He said something controversial. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, aren't they? The people who do these. Wrestling things are supposed to be outrageous, sound, you know, kind of stupid, like the wrestling stuff that they're describing.
His name is Jim Cornette. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
Oh, I know Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
He used to be on in the South. He was part of WCW for a while.
I guess he resigned because, I don't know, he was trying to comment on, I don't know Trevor Murdoch. I don't know any of these wrestlers, but I guess he said, Trevor, he must be a black wrestler. He said, he's the only man I've ever known that can strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia, I think. Saying that
Jeez.
He would get attacked because black people love fried chicken and he'd be in Ethiopia. So he resigned for that.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Count on Kara to give us this great scoop.
To sit here and Google wrestling guy, commentator, whatever I can pick from Doug's story.
There you go. Today, I do have the goods on this. It's National Rural Health Day. 60 million of us live and work in rural communities around the country. Life gets challenging when illness or maybe pregnancy forces one to travel greater distances than the average person to see a doctor, get to a hospital. There are hospitals around the country that are being closed because they don't have enough money to exist. So National Rural Health Day, annual event, helping all of us focus on the state of rural health care, celebrating the providers, the health care professionals, the community leaders, people who get the spirit of small-town America, keep it alive as well as they can. This goes back to 1920, during the 20s, during the Dust Bowl. A lot of efforts were made to expand health care into rural America. It was apparent that these areas needed health care services, but there was no money, and that kept public health nurses from getting adequate training outside of the big cities. So in 1935, the Social Security Act helped reduce rural mother and child mortality rates, which were quite high at the time. Social Security Act made it an all-out effort to extend health services to mothers and children in rural areas, which resulted then in lower maternal and infant mortality rates. And then fast forward to 1991, the new Rural Health Government Agency recognized state offices of rural health. It was a big grant program that was introduced, becoming a major player in the support system for rural health, rural communities. And then last year, Congress passed the Opioid Crisis Response Act. You have no idea how much of a problem drugs are in middle America. It's scary.
Actually. All rural parts of America. Scary. You can go any suburb,
yeah.
Really.
Scary.
Doesn't. It's not just in the middle of the country. It's
yeah.
Rural America anywhere.
So National Rural Health Day, important to keep that in focus. Today, television news, Kristen Bell, who has lots of things to her credit. What was her first TV show?
Veronica Mars.
She's done movies and all kinds of stuff. She's on that show with Ted Danson now, right?
Mm-hmm.
About being
yeah,
dead.
A good place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. So she got a walk. A star on the Walk of Fame. She said that people don't know the true value. She was talking about.
This was a hilarious quote.
I think she's so cute because she's this cute little,
hilarious.
Like, you know, yeah. 5 foot woman who's super nice. And she said, I guess because she's not sure if she deserves the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But anyway, she says, the Hollywood Walk of Fame star will really only know its true value when inevitably someone is mugged in that very spot. And as they clutch their purse, the assailant screams, "Let it go," like the song from Frozen. And the victim will look up and say, "That's not even our song, you son of a..."
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she's so funny and she's so cute. Yeah. I love her.
Yes, she is cute. Yep. Dax Shepard is her husband, as I recall.
Mm-hmm,
how about
mm-hmm.
that for remembering that? Pretty good, huh, ladies? Are you surprised that I
yeah.
knew that? All right, Jennifer, what do we have? It's on TV tonight.
Football tonight. So let's see. You've got the Indianapolis Colts against the Houston Texans. That's tonight for you football fans. Also tonight, Chasing the Sun on Ovation. That's a season finale. An interesting series where a former pro surfer, Stephen Friedman, traveled around to different parts of the world, focusing on the locals with the camera, not himself. So kind of an interesting perspective. That's the season finale, Chasing the Sun on Ovation. Tonight, a couple of different things. You've got The Unicorn That's New on CBS, which if you haven't seen it, it's a very cute show. Doug, you would like it. It's very, very sweet. That's at 8:30, followed by Mom, Carol's second act at 9:30, and Evil at 10. ABC is all new tonight. And The Clinton Affair, if you want to go back in time, is new tonight on Vice.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door."
To find out how to get your bottle of Nocitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you don't have enough info in your brain about technology, Victoria Keelan is here to fix that problem. Starting out with Hulu going to raise the cost of streaming.
Yep.
The
cost of being a cord cutter is actually just getting pricier and pricier. So now Hulu has announced that they are going to raise their live TV monthly subscriptions by $10 as of December 18th. So that means that you get basic Hulu plus the live TV plan. That will now go from $44.99 to $54.99 a month. And that you will have to sit through some ads on the on-demand side of that. If you want the premium, where the on-demand has no ads, that's going to cost $60.99 a month. Now, their live TV service, which was launched in 2017, has more than 60 live TV channels. It's got all the major networks, including CBS, ESPN, Fox Sports, CNN, TNT, Bravo, and a lot of other major networks. They have 28.5 million paid subscribers right now. This is owned by Walt Disney, the majority of it is owned by Walt Disney Company. And so the live TV streaming business, they have only 2.7 million subscribers. It is expected to go up as more and more people are, the way that it's sort of being forecast for 2020, more and more people will be ditching cable and will move to one of these services. So right now, the four big ones, Hulu, Live TV, Sling TV, and DirecTV Now, which has been renamed AT&T Now because AT&T bought DirecTV. So those are the four big ones. The other one that's not mentioned here, though, that is on the rise pretty quickly is YouTube Live. And they have all the same channels, essentially. PlayStation View, which is the one that I've had for a couple years, that's going out of business at the end of January because it just never really gained enough
YouTube
traction.
YouTube owned by Facebook?
Google. Okay. So essentially all of these services are now raising their plans. This is the second time this year, though, that Hulu has upped their price. So it's a pretty big increase, but Disney Plus actually is part of this. So you can, for $12.99, you can add in Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. So this is kind of where we're getting into this a la carte world of people are going to be paying for Netflix, they're going to be paying for a music streaming service, whether it's Apple Music or Spotify or Pandora or whatever.
Come back again. They're cutting the cable now. But
you know, at some point, cable companies, they must just be scrambling because all these exclusive deals are going to these streaming services. Hulu has an exclusive deal with FX. They're going to create more than 40 different FX series that will just be airing on Hulu. They have a new one called Mrs. America starring Kate Blanchett. Kate Mara stars in one called A Teacher. And then Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow are together, which is kind of an interesting combo, and that's in a new original series called The Old Man. So there are pluses and minuses. I think next year the biggest thing people will have issue with is choosing one of these platforms to best fit your needs.
Not me. I'm not doing it.
Not you.
In the end of that. Okay, let's see. Cord cutting, speaking of that, is getting as expensive as cable. Here's something, buddy, that's going to overview what we were just talking about a little bit.
The Geek Out.
One of the most common questions we get is about cord cutting. You know, what seems so simple and obvious actually isn't at all, and now the price is starting to jump. Hulu Live just announced its second major price hike this year. It's up to $55 a month, and when you begin to add in the new cost for Disney Plus, your old Netflix, CBS, HBO, and anything else, you find yourself pretty much back where you started with your cable or satellite company. Cord cutting differs for everybody, starting with what kind of bandwidth speed you have, and is there a cap on that bandwidth? As independent streaming services pop up, this is only going to get harder for consumers, and it's predictable. We may end up in a place no better than we were. We post lots of cord cutting guides and tips on our Twitter account at The Geek Out.
All right, Amazon is going to get into the cash or cashier-less supermarket business more and more. I'm guessing that's going to be at Whole Foods, right?
Well, no, this is going to be their own Amazon Go stores. And so they have, you know, they tested out the Amazon Go store in Seattle that began in 2016. And that's where you walk in, you scan your app, and then you don't pay for anything. It all gets charged to your credit card, to your app. And so you go in, you pick up everything that you need, and then you're on your way. And but at this point, it's really not groceries. It's more like sandwiches and things for, you know, like a convenience store. They want to expand on that and make gigantic 20,000 square foot, 30,000 square foot grocery stores, supermarkets. And that's going to be the next big thing that they're working towards in, according to Bloomberg, this is what they're going to be working towards in 2020. They say that they want to have a whole new, separate from Whole Foods, a whole new complete grocery chain. So we'll see how that actually competes with Whole Foods, which they also own.
Trader Joe's, that's here for them. 59 past the hour.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.